339 years ago today, on the 22nd of November 1683, the first festival of St. Cecilia was held in London. The idea of celebrating the feast day of the patron saint of music had come from the Music Society, a group of gentlemen amateurs and professional musicians. They approached the 24-year-old Henry Purcell for the first Ode to St. Cecilia's Day, and thus began a tradition of setting aside the 22nd of November to celebrate the nation's talent in music and poetry. St. Cecilia was a Christian martyr who lived in Sicily in the 2nd century. She is often pictured in art from the Renaissance to Pre-Raphaelites, playing the violin or the organ, or sometimes singing. Her connection with music is actually rather vague. In early writings about her, it is said that at her death she sang out to God alone. This was mistranslated in the 15th century, and it was said that she played the organ. This would have been impossible. Though the organ was invented when she lived, it was a rough instrument played with the fists outdoors at public entertainments. No high-born lady such as St. Cecilia would have gone near such an instrument. In the piece I've chosen today, St. Cecilia is described singing and playing the lyre. This is from The Charms of Harmony Displayed, composed for the St. Cecilia's Day of 1739 by William Boyce. He was commissioned to write the ode by a society called the Apollo Society. They met at a London tavern to give musical performances. Boyce based his ode on a text by a friend of his, John Lockman, and the words praise the power of music in love and in war. It was composed for the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral to perform. At the time, Handel was the most celebrated composer in England, and it's clear that Boyce was influenced by Handel's choral writing, and you can hear this in this uplifting chorus, Cecilia sings and strikes the lyre. It's performed here by the choir of New College, Oxford, with the Hanover Band under Graham Lee Cox. Was William Boyce's Cecilia Sings and Strikes the Lyre, performed by the choir of the New College, Oxford, with the Hanover Band under Graham Lee Cox. FMR 101.3.